Pre-puzzle number 4. What do we do? You ask Aaliyah. Despite being a second year, she looks as frightened as you.
I don't know, she says quietly. You can see she's thinking.
We have to do something, Pree shouts.
What?
Connor snaps back at her. Don't you have an answer?
No,
she retorts. You're the one who got eaten last time. Don't you have an idea?
He wasn't the only one, Aaliyah says, still deep in thought.
Let's all just calm, Jojo begins. I am not going inside that thing again,
Connor wails. He wraps his arms around himself, and you can see he's close to tears.
You walk over and put your arm around him. The Lagoboros is getting closer. It sounds like a train is about to crash into you. It's okay, you whisper to Connor. The field starts to shake, and you can feel the heat of the flames getting closer.
Forget it! Just run!
Pree screams.
Everyone takes her advice. You all scatter to different edges of the field a few seconds before the Lagoboros crashes down. It rises up like a snake eyeing its prey.
You look over at Aaliyah, who is waving her hands in the air. Gold sparks fly between them. She gets them to form a line like a piece of rope and shoots it toward the Lagoboros. It bounces off the sea monster's back.
Connor, Pree, and Jojo all try the same thing. Each of their ropes bounce off the Lagoboros as well.
That isn't going to work,
you yell. You sit down on the field and put your head in your hands. If you're going to get eaten by a fire-breathing monster, you'd rather not see it coming. And then you remember.
The real Lagoboros, the one that saved you in the ocean. Whatever the thing breathing fire in the middle of the field might be, it's not the Lagoboros.
You stand and flick your headset.
It's not the Lagoboros, you tell the others.
What?
Jojo gasps, orange sparks flying between his hands as he tries to fashion another rope.
You explain what you saw in the ocean.
Then, what is that?
Pree asks. She's created a new green rope and has started swinging it.
It's us,
Aaliyah realizes.
That must be why it keeps changing. It's feeding off our fear.
And our discord,
Connor adds. He tosses his yellow rope toward Aaliyah, whose gold rope flies out to meet it. Together, they create a strong strand that fuses together along one side of the monster.
That's it, Pree exclaims. We need to work together.
Okay, you think. Let's do this. Teal sparks fly between your hands.